Welcome to Biblical Health Radio. This is your host, Dr. Eric Selinsky, and I'm on a mission to helping you and your family live the abundant life. Shout it out loud, sing with the crowd, celebrate, cause good things are coming, new opportunities are at the door. Hold your head up, drop the sorrow, no regrets now, for tomorrow, it's a new chance for a new life. Hey everyone, episode number 23 of Biblical Health Radio. This is your host, Dr. Eric Selinsky, and I hope you enjoyed meeting my wife last week, Mama Z, my beautiful, beautiful bride of almost 10 years. We chatted about her new pantry makeover and our entire growing database of DIY recipes, food recipes, gardening tips, and all sorts of stuff. She truly is a gem and a gift to the world, and I'm so blessed to have married her and to partner with her on this project, because we are helping a lot of folks that really are coming to us on a regular basis, whether locally in Atlanta or through cyberspace, asking us, about simple stuff, how to mix your own dirt and when to plant certain things and what to substitute what foods because of food sensitivities and all kinds of stuff. So folks, it's our gift to you, and just go to my website, drericz.com, and check out the recipes and the DIY tabs, and keep in touch, because this is a growing thing. We just launched this, and I invite you to join Mama Z's newsletters, and every week you'll get tips and all kinds of stuff. So before we dive in today's topic, I want to re-invite Mama Z back to the podcast. So Sabrina, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, of course I'm having you here. You're my wife. I mean, boy, you're so formal. It's so funny. Anyway, I wish you were this formal at the house. I mean, make my life a lot easier. Folks, here's the thing. We have something we want to talk to you about. Sabrina is a master planner, and she's got her whole like system down pat, and it's pretty cool. And we have three children, Esther, Isaiah, and Elijah, who are 7, 5, and 3, and she's pregnant with baby Z number 4. And, you know, we have a nanny, we have some help, we have some housekeeping help. So she's got some support in that area. But there were several years of our marriage, she didn't have that support. It was just her and I, especially when I was in college, wrapping up my doctorate. It was tough. So we get that. We know what it's like. And in those times, especially, I'm imagining, and Sabrina's going to tell you her story, a lot of it was based off of being raised in the household that she was, because her mother is very meticulous. Her mother is a home economist, a master gardener, an herbalist, and her mom, we always call her Martha Stewart without the jail time. Just a beautiful woman, Donna Farrelly. We love her. Very sweet soul. So in that, I just want to set the stage for the talk today, because we're going to talk about really how to be prepared and how to set the stage and how to even give practical tips of setting your schedule so that you're not always wondering, what am I going to eat tonight, right? What are we going to eat in 5 minutes? Because, let's just go to fast food because we have nothing prepared. Because we have found, you know, like the old military saying, proper planning prevents poor performance. And so with that, with no further ado, Sabrina, give everyone just some, you know, a little background of what it was like in your mom's house and some things that your mom taught you and essentially the legacy that you have right now.
Well, we made cooking a lot of fun. And every week when I was even starting in elementary school, I got to make and pick my very own meal, and I had a budget. So it made it really fun because we learned how to follow recipes and what to do, and we planned out our meals a week in advance. That way we could figure out what we wanted, we knew what was coming up, and we could get excited or not excited for certain meals. But by the end of the year, we usually had at least 50 meals that we had participated in, so we started to learn all about cooking and following recipes and things like that. So when I went on my own, I did something very similar on a smaller scale. And then once I got married and I was working and my husband was working, then it was really, really important to plan ahead on our meals. And then after I had our first baby, it became even more important because your time continually obviously gets squished out every time you have more more babies and more people in the household. And so we came up with something that my parents had done, and that was more of a meal planning. But I streamlined it a little bit more because I know that in the busiest times during my parents' years when we were young, they had staple meals that we had, and we would count on certain things, certain times of the week. And I know the kids get excited every time I pick up my son at school. Of course, he always asks in the morning, what are we having for dinner? And he asks that when I pick him up again at lunch. And he wants to know, is this the night that we have this? Or are we doing tacos tonight? Or whatever. So anyway, you can do the same kind of things whether you have a more flexitarian diet like we do and you have meat, or you're more vegetarian or vegan. You can make your own substitutions to what we're going to talk about today.
So it's pretty meticulous, and we look forward to Monday is quiche, and we have tuna on Tuesday, and Thursday is Taco Thursday. We have taco dip, and Friday we do pizza and that sort of stuff. So it really is methodical. It's repetitive, but I don't consider it boring. And that's one thing that we get. I hear this a lot. Well, I don't want to eat the same thing all the time. Well, why not? If it's good, if it's healthy, and if you have standard set meals 3-4 days a week that you have, it becomes fun. Like, seriously, Taco Tuesday or Taco Thursday. And I remember being a kid having pizza every Friday. That was something to look forward to. So our kids look forward to those things. Yet at the standpoint of getting into a groove and having a schedule and knowing what to shop, I mean, if you think of it, your shopping list doesn't really change too often, does it?
No, I know that in a month I'm going to go through a case and a half of unsweetened coconut milk yogurt. And I know pretty much exactly what we're going to do. But the nice thing about it is, even though we might have quiche on a Monday, I broaden that spectrum to say it's breakfast night on Monday, because we don't always do quiche and we don't always do the exact same thing, because there can be a lot of variation between that. So, you know, on Tuesday, we'll do salmon or tuna. And Friday, like he said, is our pizza night. And growing up, it was Saturday for us, but they really like that Friday night, and it's a special time for us together. And of course, all of these foods that we're doing, we're making them at home. And then on Thursday, we do a vegan taco Thursday, and sometimes we have grass-fed taco meat as well on the side, so they can decide whether they want to have it with or without meat. And we make it really fun, and the kids get to participate in a lot of that.
So walk us through then, how would you advise a person out there, a mother, a father, and even let's really speak to a lot of the single parents out there. I know that there are a lot of single moms and single dads who are just really, it's tough. It's tough to work full time, get your kids at school. The temptation is really to go out to eat or to buy processed foods, and I understand that. So what practical tips, Sabrina, can you give to people that they could start a meal plan?
A lot of the people I've talked to, whether they're single or they have a growing family, a lot of them do their meal planning on the weekend. And so that's a great time to do some of that. And one of the things that I like to do is, I've always joked and said I should have been on the assembly line, because I like to make lots of things at one time. So when I make quiche, I make 4 quiches, whether that, you know, spans across 4, 5, or 6 weeks. But each one of my quiches is different. The base starts out like a quiche Lorraine, and we do have that recipe on our website. Each one of them has a different theme, whether I go with more Italian herbs or things in it that fit more of the Italian menu, or have more Mexican seasonings in them. But I make it fun so that it's different every single time. So it's not like we're having the same exact thing, but I make it fun.
Well, you said something key, and folks, this is where the rubber meets the road, because before we had a deep freezer, this got tough, because how can you prepare 2, 3, 4 weeks of food in advance? And right now at any time, especially in Atlanta, you know, when we had snow apocalypse last year, when seriously, the city shut down for 5 days. I mean, no stores were open and it was just ice everywhere. We had enough food in the house. We didn't worry. So when you do create this plan and you do make, let's say, 3 or 4 vegan taco dips at a time or 3 or 4 quiches, it's wise to have an extra refrigerator or an extra deep freeze. And I will tell you, it will be an investment well worth it. And you could get them, you know, discounted, or you don't have to get like a crazy stainless steel one. I mean, we have ours in the garage and it's kind of beat up, but it does the trick. I mean, really, we have an old beat up refrigerator in our basement. I mean, so we're practical too, you know, we're practical people. And so that is really a practical tip as well, because I know a single family refrigerator isn't going to house a lot of this stuff. So Sabrina, again, let's go take a step back here. So let's say someone out there right now realizes that their family love Sloppy Joes. Okay, you can get some grass-fed beef and you could get some gluten-free buns. So let's go on that way. What step-by-step advice can you give, even at home, before you shop, the shopping list, and go through the whole process of how would you do Sloppy Joes in this? If it's like, say, a Wednesday Sloppy Joe night, what would that look like? What would the shopping list look like? And what would the implementation be?
Well, one thing with Sloppy Joes, and our kids do really like Sloppy Joes, is that the grass-fed beef that you would use, that easily can also be reused as well if you don't finish all that. So to carry that over into taco night as well. So utilizing some of those for the leftovers. But the base, of course, would be the grass-fed beef. And then there is onions. You could easily have your staple dried onions if you don't have fresh. And then most of the other ingredients are staples, not only in your herb cabinet, your herbs and spices, but then also like celery and a few other things from your refrigerator. So then once you combine those things, and you could always do this ahead of time, because I know sometimes at night when you're pushing for dinner, there's not as much time. So if there's more time in the morning, that's something that you could brown the ground beef with the seasonings and the refrigerator staples, and have even in a crock pot, or you could just refrigerate it and then just reheat that as well. So when I go to the store, then I'm always going to make sure that I have enough of everything. You can, it does call for ketchup. You could use something like the Organicville ketchup that is not sweetened with sugar, or you can make your own ketchup. So when I buy any of those kind of staples, I always make sure that I have at least one in the refrigerator and one downstairs. I have a pantry that I keep a lot of the dried goods and things that go into the refrigerator that don't have to be refrigerated down there. And so I always try to recommend for people to have at least one extra on hand. So if you do have something that happens, then at least you'll be able to run downstairs and grab an extra. And then, you know, next time when you go to the store to grab one or two. So in the first couple months of making a list, and mind you, when we started our list, we lived a couple hours away from a Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Costco, so we could only shop once a month. And then you kind of start recognizing a pattern of what you're buying. So I kept track, and I actually, and most people won't do this, but I had a spreadsheet of what we bought. So then we knew exactly what we used in the month so that we could make sure that we had enough or at least one more to kind of carry us through. And, so what we do is I figure out, our schedule for the week. We know some of the staples that are already in there, but then of course I leave a couple nights open for leftovers or to combine leftovers to make something else. And then that's how we decide what our meal plan is. and then times that by four, and that's a whole month of food. So if you are going to do a vegan taco night, or if you're going to add grass-fed beef, we do a layered taco dip for that night. And then we add taco shells if we're going to do a vegan or a grass-fed taco option with it. So you can do a lot of different options with that even. It can be, you can have a non-GMO organic corn tortilla, or you can have roll-ups, or you can just use lettuce and roll that up as well. And that's kind of one of the things that you can also do with Sloppy Joes. You could, instead of having Sloppy Joes on an actual bun or a gluten-free bun, you could have it over a salad, or you could easily roll it up, or you could use it on, any other kind of option, a wrap or whatever you like or your family likes or prefers.
Cool. So what I'm hearing here is I'm hearing five steps of what you've done to create this system. Essentially, step one is decide what foods you want to eat and then create a schedule, right? So for the sake of discussion, every Wednesday you're going to have Sloppy Joes, right? And then Tuesday you're going to have this, or Wednesday. Just, I would suggest at least figuring out 4 days or 5 days, if possible, that you want set foods, and then you can consider those other 2 or 3 days for leftovers, because we always have to account for leftovers. So step one, decide what foods you want to eat. Step two, make a shopping list, and then account for this, right? If you're going to be shopping, and let's say this week is the week that you're going to make 4 weeks worth of Sloppy Joes, well, you're going to want to have 4 times whatever it is that you need, 4 pounds of beef, 4 onions, 4 cloves of garlic, whatever it might be, whatever your recipe is for Sloppy Joes. So number three, you want to choose a day for shopping. And this is good for consistency, whatever it is. If it's Saturday is your shopping day, that was the case when I was a child. Every Saturday, we just went with mom in the car and we knew we went shopping right after Saturday morning cartoons. Whatever it is, you want to have consistency so you know your babysitters, your spouse, your anyone helping with the kids knows too, hey, this is the time. And if you have possibility to do this, try to shop alone. That's kind of cool too. We have done our best to make it so Sabrina doesn't have 3 screaming kids with her in the cart, and that's tough. I've done it. She's done it. If possible, it makes life a lot easier. And if you have to, hey, we just grin and bear it, and we make the best of it. Thank God for iPads. So step four is you make the food. I mean, you know, you got to make the food on the day that you designate, and you might want to consider that. Consider a day where, hey, we're going to make food, and then you can repurpose the leftovers. Perfect example, Sloppy Joe's, you could repurpose for tacos the day after. It's awesome. So you just make the food, and you reuse it in a way that isn't boring. And number five, you store not only the leftovers, but you store the extra meals for future weeks. So you decide what you want to eat, you make a list, you choose a day for shopping, you make the food, you store for future weeks, you repurpose the food. And Sabrina, you have a step six?
Yes. And make sure you're doing something in the food department every day. So if you're going to be repurposing leftovers while that is cooking, I would be prepping something else for another day, just so that you have your allotted time. If you're able to donate a certain amount of time every day to making the food, that way you're doing something every day. So then when you have one of those days that's just absolutely crazy, or you're racing around and there's really only time to reheat something, then at least you have things to reheat and you're always planning ahead.
You know, that's a really good idea. I've noticed, especially now as the family grows, you're doing laundry like every day. Instead of having, it used to be a designated Monday, you do 100 billion loads of laundry, it seemed. So, I mean, when did that was recent. I mean, I just remember this recent. What made you do that, and how has that changed and made things easier for you?
Well, I had been always doing laundry on Mondays ever since I was a kid. We always did that. And I found, at first I had gone to 2 times a week, because then that kind of broke it up. There's less to put away. And then I went to Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for laundry day. And that broke it up even more. So then I had been talking to a lot of different people, and most people were saying as their family grew, they ended up doing some laundry every day. That way they wouldn't have this gigantic pile of socks that they just could not get put away. And I found that that really, really helps, because then you only have an outfit or two to put away. And systematically, I have a color schedule, because my daughter and son go to a school where the older kids, my daughter's age, have uniforms on certain days. And then that makes it so much easier, because then, you know, we might be reusing the same pants every week on Tuesday or Thursday, or alternating things. But then, you know, we're just putting away one thing in the closet or one thing in the drawer and then grabbing out something for next week. So it makes it easier, and it helps the kids, you know, also be more organized, because, again, they know what they're wearing. Everything's set out the night before. You know, we have a clothes tower for each one of the kids for every day of the week. And then that just helps to kind of refill the things that we need to in there and stay on top of everything.
What do you mean by clothes tower? Can you explain that for those people who never heard that?
Sure. So they have stackable bins that have pull-out drawers. And there's three to a bin. So each child has two bins set up on top of each other. So that's six drawers. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then I split Saturday and Sunday in the bottom drawer. And I do that for each one of the kids. I had seen it on Pinterest. I was just trying to find a better, more organized way when I would go out of town to have everything organized and ready to go for the kids. And that was the best system that I found. And so we organize certain things for each day, and then everything for that outfit goes in that drawer. And then once we do the laundry for that, I've already set out the next day's clothes. And usually I end up setting it out in the morning after the kids get dressed. I end up setting that out so that when we do laundry or whatever each day, then I can we can put that back in the drawer.
I've enjoyed it. I haven't done anything. I just enjoyed the fruits of her labor. But Sabrina has figured out this awesome system where, you know, things are ready. I mean, it wasn't always like that. I remember just months ago, because it got to be a struggle getting the kids, because we have two kids in school and they go to private school. So it helps that Esther has a uniform. So there's not much variety. I love the uniform thing. It just makes our life so much easier. But it was a struggle. I remember, you know, bright and early in the morning not seeing clothes out. And I'm like, Sabrina, yelling through the other side of the house, where are the clothes? And, you know, she's getting the clothes and getting the breakfast ready, because she gets the breakfast ready. I get the kids ready. And then we kind of just meet in the middle in a whirlwind, and I drop them off to school every morning. That's our little system. But I remember it really changed things a lot. It made things so much easier just a couple months ago, Sabrina, when you started to put the clothes out the night before. And not only that, having it be 3-4 days ahead of time, and you have this tower, your pull out drawer things. It's really cool. It's right there. It's so easy to do. You just pull out Monday, and that's what the kids wear. And you know what? Our kids are young. Our children are young, and I can care less if Isaiah wears the same clothes on Tuesday. I mean, and he doesn't know. He doesn't care. As long as he can wear his Star Wars shoes, he's happy. I mean, that's all he cares about. But our kids wear the same clothes pretty much the same week. You know, every Monday they're wearing the same pants, and every Tuesday, you know, of course they're clean, but that just makes life so much easier. Just the little things, especially as we have baby Z number four in the household. That's six people to manage. That's a lot of folks in our house. So folks, we're running out of time here, and I have a thought before we leave, because we could talk about this a lot more. And depending on what you guys want, you know, as listeners to Biblical Health Radio, if you want to hear more of this, please leave a comment or two. You know, of course, subscribe to the podcast and let us know what you want to hear, because we could definitely custom fit future talks. This is just the stuff that we've heard so much from our friends, our family, and from our listeners and people that go to my website, that I was like, hey, Sabrina, let's get on the air quick. Let's get some of your best tips so we could give really somewhat by popular demand. So I have a thought, though, too, I want to leave everyone with, because up until this year, Sabrina has gone away for about 3, 4, sometimes 5 weeks. She spends time with her mom. She helps with her mom's business. They have a really cool project that they do, a Christmas open house. They basically convert her mom's house into a Christmas wonderland, and they have hundreds of ladies throughout the town coming in, buying stuff like herbs and packets and fun things. So I know what it's like being a single dad sort of thing. And I'm telling you, being alone with, I've done it last year with two of my older children, being alone, I do not, can't imagine having, getting by with being a single dad, right? I couldn't imagine without having a system like this. Being prepared, having food ready so I could just take it out of the freezer, put in the convection oven, having clothes lined up. I'll just tell you, folks, it was a lifesaver. And thankfully, you know, before Sabrina left, she pretty much made, you know, essentially food for the entire month. So all I had to do, but then again, being who I am, I did things. I still had to do the laundry. And I will tell you, doing laundry as the day goes is such an easy thing. I mean, it's so easy when you get home from work, push the button, put all the stuff in the soaker, push the button, and then, you know, put it in the dryer before you go to bed in the morning. Just do a little bit. And I found, you know, doing the single dad thing for a month, I found that doing a little bit at a time helped tremendously. So there wasn't, like Sabrina was sharing, 5 loads of laundry I had to do at once, because that gets overwhelming. And I'm not a procrastinator by nature, so I like to stay on top of stuff. So I'll leave you with that thought. I know Sabrina has something she wants to share to end with as well. But just think, a little bit here, a little bit there, like the Bible says, line upon line, precept upon precept, this way you won't get overwhelmed. Sabrina, any last thoughts?
Yes. Certain recipes that we're going to have on our website, like, for instance, the grass-fed Sloppy Joes, we will have a chart on there. And so it'll give you a number of pounds of ground beef that you can use, so you can decide the proportions that you want to do, or if you want to make all of it and then freeze part of it. You will definitely have options, especially with that recipe. So, if that's something that you like, definitely look for that coming soon on our website.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, folks, thanks again for tuning in. Please subscribe to the podcast. And if you haven't joined my Biblical Health Portal, where you get all the show notes and transcripts and everything in your own little customer hub access, you can go to drericz.com/Biblical Health Radio. Register for that. It's free. It's my gift to you. And hope you enjoyed this talk. And thanks again, Sabrina, for coming out. Just love and appreciate you so much. And I'm so excited about all the things that we're doing, getting your work out on the website. Folks, God bless you. We really appreciate you. And thanks again for tuning in. And as always, our hope and prayer is that you and your family live the abundant life. God bless. Bye-bye.
Sing with the crowd, celebrate, 'cause good things are coming, new opportunities are out.